API performance testing and browser performance testing measure different layers of the same stack, and most QA strategies need both. An API test drives traffic straight at your servers and reports latency, throughput, and error rates as concurrency climbs. It's the cheapest way to find the backend's breaking point. A browser test runs a real browser, so it captures the rendering, JavaScript, and third-party tags that decide how fast a page actually feels, including core web vitals like largest contentful paint, or LCP. Here's why one can't stand in for the other. A fast API doesn't mean a fast page. In Catchpoint's 2025 benchmark, the app with the fastest server measured, replying in about 50 milliseconds, still left users waiting roughly 8 seconds for a usable page because over 100 JavaScript files had to download and run first. And in the 2025 Web Almanac, fewer than half of mobile sites passed all three core web vitals, almost all of it decided in the browser after the server had already replied. The practical advice: sequence the two by where your risk lives. Gate every pull request with fast, cheap API checks, then run a browser test at realistic concurrency before release, so both the engine and the experience are proven before the traffic arrives.